Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor enhances cybersecurity efforts and formalizes the cybersecurity response team. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Stressing that strengthening cybersecurity is essential to the security of Wyoming and its communities, Governor Mark Gordon signed an executive order formally establishing a special team focused on responding to cyber threats and attacks, according to the press release from Governor Gordon's office. Governor Gordon signed the executive order on June 9th, establishing the Wyoming Cyber Assistance Response Effort, or CARE Team. The CARE Team's mission is to, quote, protect state and local jurisdictions by reducing the impacts of cyber-related events, including incidents and disruptions, through prevention, response, and recovery. Its framework enables state emergency managers and information technology experts to collaborate with public and private partners to respond to and minimize the impact of negative cyber events in Wyoming. Quote, it's essential that the state remains focused on strengthening cybersecurity for Wyoming citizens and our state's critical infrastructure, Governor Gordon said. Uncertain times call for increased vigilance. The CARE Team has ensured we are taking all necessary steps to address cyber threats, and I am glad to formalize their work. The CARE Team includes representatives from the Wyoming Office of the Chief Information Officer and Enterprise Technology Services, the Wyoming Information Analysis Team, the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigations Computer Crime Team, the Wyoming Office of Homeland Security, and the Wyoming National Guard. The CARE Team is responsible for updating and implementing the Wyoming Cyber Disruption Response Plan, a common framework for identifying and responding to technological threats that mirror the federal government model. The EO directs the CARE Team to review cybersecurity and other technology-based threat information and assess vulnerabilities and present their findings and recommendations for the protection of state resources to the governor's office. It also creates partnerships with relevant federal agencies. Regulatory Reduction Task Force is seeking public input. The Regulatory Reduction Task Force will meet on Monday, June 19th, to begin its interim work. The task force was created by the Management Council at its March 23rd meeting to examine rules, regulations, statutes, and processes affecting the mining, agriculture, and construction industries. As a part of the meeting, the task force is seeking input from members of the public who have experienced delays or complications with permitting or licensing processes due to state or local regulations. The task force will also hear from state agencies and representatives of local governments and industry groups. A public comment period will be available at the conclusion of each agenda item for members of the public wishing to testify. For those who would like to participate remotely, you can register at the web address wyoleg-gov.zoom.us. The meeting will be held at the Wyoming State Capitol Building, room W113, and online via the Wyoming Legislature's YouTube channel. For more news and information, go to Basin's Radio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.